on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
We had some of this.
Oh, it's a massive blow for the league. We had a league before Damien that was building nicely, but he took it on to a new level, and anyone that doesn't think that happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say 3 retirements, minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Stephen Bradley, disappointing night for your side tonight, 2-0 loss to Bohemians. Sum that up.
Yeah, it was. Look, we were really poor, especially first half. Bohemians scored 2 and probably deserved to have more in the first half. We were really off our levels in the first half. Second half, we were better, but you can't play for 45 minutes in this league and win games, especially these types of games. So we can't have any complaints with the result.
Yeah, as you said, slow start. Obviously, conceding 2 minutes in isn't ideal. What do you put that down to?
We're just sloppy in everything we did. The goal comes from us. We had a 3-2 on their penalty box and we give it away sloppy. It's played down the side, we make a poor decision and ends on the back of the net. And that probably summed up the first half in everything we did. We were miles off the game in every regard. And like I said, we can't have any complaints.
Yeah, I think it was 47 minutes before your side got off a shot on target. Very unlucky. What would you put that down to? Is that maybe just like lack of sort of opportunities going forward? Or what would you really put that down to?
No, in order to get up there and have them opportunities, you need to do so much groundwork for that to happen. And we didn't do that. We didn't respect the game early on. And if you don't respect the game early on against good teams, you get punished. And Bohemians respected the game. They were the ones that competed for first and second balls and won them, and we didn't. And then you get on top, and then they got the momentum. And it's difficult to change that when you're in game.
Yeah, and Bohemians obviously had a very intense press, especially in the first half. How do you think he reacted to that in the second half? I'm sure that was something you spoke about at halftime.
At second half, we were a lot better. You could quite clear to see that. But we faced presses like that so many times, whether it's domestically or in Europe. And when we're on it, we use it against them and we really hurt them. And tonight, like I said, we were a million miles off. They could have pressed however they wanted in the first half and it would have caused us problems. That's how far off the game we were. And we created our own problems.
Yeah, your substitutions really made a difference, especially in the second half. Michael Luna coming on, and thought he added that extra bit of pace and a bit of bite to the game.
He was excellent. Michael was excellent. He caused them real problems, possibly could have had a goal. His all-round game was really good and he gave us real energy and took us up the pitch. He was excellent tonight.
How will your team now react going again on Friday against Waterford?
No problem. It's disappointing. It's not good enough. We know that. We need to make sure it doesn't happen again. We need to understand why it happened. But this team will be ready for Friday. They always are. Win, lose, or draw, they're ready to move on and they'll be ready.
Yeah, and obviously the big news this weekend, your counterpart Damien Duff obviously resigning from his role at Shelburne. What are your thoughts on his resignation?
That's disappointing to see Damien leave Shelburne and leave the league. I'm not sure the reasons why. He obviously has his reasons, but hopefully we see him back in the league and soon enough. But there's no doubt he's a loss to Shelburne and a loss to the league.
Yeah, and obviously Keith Andrews is in the paper this week as well with a suspected move to Brentford. What would you think of that?
Which, sorry?
Keith Andrews going to Brentford as manager from set-piece coach.
Yeah, I see that. I did my pro licence with Keith and he was very good on it. I'm sure if he gets the job, which it seems to be, I'm sure he'll do a good job. And look, he's not getting the job by fluke. They obviously rate him and like him. And if he gets the job, a young Irish coach in the Premier League managing, we've got to wish him well and get behind him.
Yeah, and obviously you have the Conference League coming up. You might get Clifton now in the second round where you're through to if they're a bye. What would that mean for obviously the two clubs coming together?
Look, obviously Clifton Hill have got a game and to play over two legs and if they get it and win it and we get them, it'd be a good draw in terms of both clubs and the connection that's there with both clubs. But look, there's a lot of football to be played between now and then.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Alan Reynolds, great result for your side. Sum that up for us.
I thought it was an outstanding, great night for the club, great night for the team, supporters. Thought the place was rocking here, and I suppose the way we played and went about it in the first half gave them that energy and we fed off each other. But I thought we were outstanding and totally deserved that. You know, we could have won by more. They're always going to have a spell in the second half, you know, and we were ready for that. But I thought to a man, absolutely outstanding. I don't want to single anyone out, I just thought fantastic team performance.
Yeah, and obviously the two goals probably come at a perfect timing for you, 1 2 minutes in and 1 few minutes to play.
Yeah,
and what
yeah.
was that going into half time?
I actually thought, you know, going in, we needed to be 2 up because the wind and whatever, you know, so I looked for that second one. I thought we deserved the second one, you know, missed a few chances, so I think the second goal was crucial.
Yeah. And the press in the first half especially, I thought it was absolutely suffocating Rovers, pinning them back and putting a lot of pressure on their back line, and Ed McGuinty as well.
I know, but you look at our fitness coach and Stephen, even our physio, Danny Miller, you know, there's lads there played like Liam Smith and John Mountain haven't played in a while, and they come in and produce like that. Our fitness levels are through the roof. So delighted with that, and that's the way we want to play. We want to really press teams, and like, to be fair, you can't give Rovers time because they're next in side, so we didn't.
Yeah, and it's great, obviously, bouncing back from Waterford as well. What was that like? Just obviously the short turnover as well.
We just felt that we didn't turn up, you know, for a large spell of that. And it was not an easy place to go down to Waterford. They were very good and just had an off night, but we still could have equalised. So, look, we were wounded and we were ready for tonight.
You spoke about your fan support. I think they were playing a bit of volleyball in the stand there before the ball ended back on the pitch. Shows how elated they were with, obviously, the result. And they're in a good place at the minute.
Yeah, look, the place is on wheels here, isn't it? It's top drawer. Everyone's really getting behind us. And we've come a long way in a few months because it's been difficult here. They've had a difficult time as well. So delighted for them.
Yeah, and obviously you've beaten the league leaders now three times this year. What's that like now, looking up at them? 9 points between you. You've two games in hand of them. What's the sort of focus now going into the second half?
The focus is Friday. You know, I'm going to say that. Like, I didn't even know we're 9 points off it, to be fair. So I'm just getting ready for Friday and not to slip up.
Yeah, of course. And just the big news in the League of Ireland over the weekend, Damien Duff obviously leaving his role. What are your thoughts on his departure?
I'm disappointed. I don't know the full ins and outs of it. I think he's brilliant for the league, and obviously to go and win a league after a couple of years in there, you know, he's an outstanding manager, outstanding coach. So look, it's none of my business really, but sad to see it happen because he's so good for the league.
Yeah, he brought a lot of positives to the league. Jink, now the league, obviously the attendance are soaring, and as you say, the crowd here is booming. Jink, that will put an effect on the crowds or any of the attendances?
No, I'd hope not. Like, I don't think, you know, Damien Duff stepping down the shelves is going to affect what Bowes do here, you know, so that's for somebody else to worry about.
This morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
We had some of this.
Oh, it's massive. It's a massive blow for the league. He had a league before Damien, but was building nicely. But he took it onto a new level, and anyone that doesn't think that's happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say three retirements, minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.